minutes after the hour. It is Thanksgiving Eve, Colfax. Thanksgiving Eve. You know, this is a sports show, but there's some news going on. There's weird news, Colfax. I don't know if you saw. I'm on Twitter. You know, I just try to gather news throughout the day. Saw two strange things. Number one, and this has the state of Colorado kind of freaking out right now. The mayor of Denver, Mayor John Hancock, his Twitter account, like I'm sure somebody tweets for him, tweeted out that you should stay home for Thanksgiving, avoid travel if necessary, stay in and be safe. 30 minutes later, it was found out that Mayor Hancock got on an airplane and went to see his daughter somewhere. I don't know where. Texas, maybe? I'm not sure. But that's kind of crazy, man. I mean, we're talking about a lot of businesses, local businesses that are struggling right now. Not sure how they're going to make it. And, you know, the mayor's telling you that. That's a tough deal. I think even, like, conservatives, liberals, whatever you are, whatever you identify as, you are collectively going, huh? So that's a weird story, right? That's tough. How about this one? Do you know what a monolith? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
A monolith.
Yeah.
This is freaky, man. Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're out there.
They're definitely
out there. It's a giant universe, man.
Yeah. It's
giant.
Mathematically impossible for there to not be aliens.
You're kind of arrogant if you think that, the idea of beings on a planet being alive, that's stupid. Wait, Utah officials found this mysterious, I know we're a news show now, Utah officials found this mysterious metal object in a remote desert area. I'm looking at, here, look at
that.
Is there
a picture?
Can you see it?
What?
You see that thing?
It looks like Planet of the Apes stuff.
It is, dude. It's like a giant metal pole thing stuck in the ground. How they get in the ground, I don't know. But this is real. This is not like they found it. Utah officials found a mysterious metal object in a remote desert area. They noticed it flying over. The Public Safety Aero Bureau got more than they had bargained for, according to Thrillist.com. And this is everywhere. It's not just that website. A mission to count bighorn sheep. That was what they were doing. You're just out for it. You know, we're going to count how many bighorn sheep are in this area. That's what we're going to do. In a southeastern portion of the state led to a bizarre, potentially out-of-this-world discovery. They flew over a remote area of Red Rock Country on November 18th. Crew members spotted a strange silver object, a monolith, they're calling it, which is basically just a large upright thing. In this case, it was made of metal and not a product of nature. But that's all they know right now. I don't know if they picked, did they get it up out of the ground? Is this out of the ground? Did they get it out of the ground, man? It was erected in a difficult-to-access area, so much that the Utah DPS won't disclose its exact location because they fear sightseers would get stranded if they attempted to visit it. So how did someone successfully put this thing there? I don't know. Yeah, man. They're out there, bro. That's their flag. They're putting it, the aliens are putting it down there, and that's where they're going to, like, pew, pop up.
Right there.
They're going to put all these little metal things around us, and then they're just going to pop up. And here we go. 2020, maybe, are we in for one more
Man,
punch?
Let's do it.
Ah, it's crazy, dude.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any crazy.
What else could that be?
I don't know. That's very strange.
Hooligans, let me know what you think that is. I need a smart hooligan. I know that's like asking, that's asking a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's the whole show after all. It's not like I attract a lot of smarties that listen to this program. And that's more of a knock on me, I guess. get this. It is illegal to install structures or art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from. The department reminded people, and aliens, apparently, in a statement about the discovery.
Yeah.
We're going to get those.
Yeah. Let's turn it into how they're breaking
the
law.
It's illegal.
That's hilarious.
It is illegal. I mean, somebody probably could have just put that there.
Most likely.
Yeah. But
I wonder if aliens observe mask wearing. Or if they're
they might not even
disregard
maybe
that as
they
well.
maybe they like wore masks so long on their planet that their face like became a mask almost.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep. Like they have a skin covering.
Like it kind of evolved into the morphed into their.
Yeah. I think that's
I believe that. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Evolution. it's the last day before a day off, Colfax. So I know I got to get to some stuff here. I got to get to some stuff. Broncos Saints this weekend. And I'm listen, that Saints defense, we could talk about Drew Brees, Taysom Hill all day. But that Saints defense is good. I mean, they're monsters right now. Taysom Hill's going to get the start again. And he's an X factor. He's a difference maker. But we'll see how this game goes, how the Broncos defense handles him. Because, you know, this happens a lot with these unique guys, doesn't it? They find you out eventually. The test for me, for Taysom Hill, like, if he's going to try to, I mean, he's auditioning right now. And he's fun to watch. Don't get me wrong. This guy is Tebow. What Tebow should have been. Tebow should have been willing to be the tight end and the fullback and the running back and all those things. The Swiss Army knife. If he would have been willing to do that, he might still be in the league. Maybe. But he was more or less, you know, hey, I'm staying on that quarterback. I'm going to stay in that depth chart and at the quarterback spot. And again, it wasn't as if the Broncos were pushing really hard to move him around in different positions. But Taysom Hill's auditioning. You know, if he wants to be a quarterback, a legitimate quarterback, not just a fancy gadget, he's gonna have to prove it in a consistent way that makes offense that makes coordinators feel like they can use him, that they can, because I think that the knock on Tim Tebow, right, was this isn't consistent. I mean, you'd watch a Tim Tebow game, and don't get me wrong, that year was madness. It was so weird and fun and irritating all at the same time. That should have been 2020. That Broncos team should have been playing in 2020. That would have made more sense, but not the case. But the thing we all talked about with Tebow was, hey, we all love the guy, and he's a gifted athlete. He's one of the greatest college football players ever. But that's not going to be sustainable for very long. You know, defenses figured things out every single game. You know, what worked last week might not work this week. So that was the knock on Tebow. So that's going to be where the test is for Taysom Hill. Again, very fun to watch. I don't know that it lasts. He's played quarterback in college. He was good. He was decent. He wasn't great. He missed easy throws, though. But we'll find out. I mean, I'm very much intrigued. So Taysom Hill's a stud. Got to watch out for that roster, man. I mean, they have a lot of weapons. Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Tre'Quan Smith, Jared Cook. I mean, the list goes on and on. But that defense, look out. Monsters, man. Absolutely monsters. Colfax, we got to get to our big story of the day. I put this off for far too long. We had to get to the alien news first. This one's a bummer. Of course, 1310 KFK is the voice of the UNC Bears. Northern Colorado men's basketball program activities are paused. They are pausing the games. University of Northern Colorado Athletics from UNC has paused all activities for men's basketball according to CDC and NCAA guidelines due to a positive COVID-19 test and contact tracing. The season opening games against Southeast Missouri State and UMKC Greenville have been canceled. This was from Ryan Pfeiffer, Director of Strategic Communications at the University of Northern Colorado. So we were set to have the very first UNC basketball game here on KFKA Friday afternoon, starting at coverage at 2:30. Not going to happen. And what I'm told is we're looking at 7 to 10 days. What does that do for their schedule overall? What does that mean? I mean, if you're going 7 to 10 days, you're looking at the calendar, that puts you at what? That puts you at next weekend, and that's probably not going to happen. So when you look at the schedule, they were set to play Idaho State next Thursday and Saturday. I would imagine those games aren't happening. The following Saturday, so 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, that is when they'll get set to play Colorado State. Now, keep in mind, Colorado State has paused their activities as well. They were supposed to play tonight. That's not happening. So, it very well could be UNC's first game will be against Colorado State. We can hope. That's what we're hopeful for. So, no UNC hoops this weekend. We were set to have a big Saturday, Colfax. We were going to have the Eaton Reds Resurrection Christian semifinals playoff game. And then right after that was going to be, assuming UNC won on Friday, was going to be a UNC basketball game. But not the case. So what we know of the three of the teams we cover and talk a lot about on this program, UNC, CSU, and CU. No CSU tonight. No UNC tonight. But we do have CU Buffs tonight. There we go. They're playing the South Dakota Coyotes tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll talk to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. This should be a blowout, though. The Buffs should run away with this one. First Advantage text line 31996, 31996. Text the program. Get involved. Love having you guys listen to the show. Again, we're off tomorrow, so get in your punches today, Hulligans. Weird way to start. I know, man, but I can't, like, you guys know me. I'm kind of weird. I can't see a story about a large metal object in a desert and not talk about it. I think that would be a terrible thing for me. I got to talk about that. What do you guys want to wrap on today, man? We got Broncos, Saints this weekend. I got more on the Nuggets. Colfax, you know, you've known me for a few years now. Have you ever questioned my fandom as far as being a Nuggets fan?
No.
Of all the things that I like, that's one of them.
You're like the most hardcore Nuggets fan.
I'm wearing Nuggets socks right now, man.
Proof positive.
I'm just wearing them right now. I tweeted last night. The kind of thoughts were coming to me, man, just left and right about the Nuggets. And everybody's freaking out saying they're pissed at the Nuggets. They're pissed at Conley that they didn't do more to get Grant. They didn't do more to be ready for him to not play, to sign with Denver. And I said, if you guys just stop and do a half glass full thing, what are we talking about with the Nuggets right now? We're actually saying, what do they need to do to beat the Lakers? The best team in the NBA. One of the greatest players to play in LeBron James. You're mad because you don't think the Nuggets did enough to beat the Lakers. 5 years ago, we were like, what do the Nuggets need to do to get in the playoffs? 10 years ago, we were saying, what do the Nuggets need to do to get past the first round of the playoffs? You are debating whether or not the Nuggets have enough firepower to beat the best team in the NBA. So I was called out for that, I guess, and it's like, you obviously don't pay attention to the NBA, and you must not be a lifelong Nuggets fan to know that the Nuggets will never have a chance to win a title because they're a flyover city and nobody cares. Listen, yes, I know when you get great teams, the odds of winning titles are tough for everybody else because Golden State dominated, and before that it was, you know, it was LeBron's teams, whatever they were doing, and then the Spurs were off and on. But I'm not one of those guys. It's like, oh, Denver's never going to win. Listen, if you think that the difference between the Nuggets winning a title in 2020, 2021 is Jeremy Grant, and I know our boy Dixon is willing to give him $30 million. I know, you kind of changed it. $23 million. You're willing to pay him third best on your team, knowing Porter's going to have a contract coming up in 2 years. Not going to work, man. If you think that that was what was going to win them a title, then what was last year? He was on he played in that series against the Lakers, right? He was there. Jeremy Grant was there the whole time. What was the result of that series? Lakers won that series. Okay. So Denver's essentially reloading without Grant, but the biggest if on this team is MPJ. It was before Grant went to Detroit, and it will be after. I saw a great meme. Jeremy Grant celebrating after hitting a three-pointer, down 20, playing with the Pistons, going for their 10th win of the season, looking to win their 10th win late in the season. That's what you chose. You chose to be a star on a bad team rather than a nice piece to a potential championship team. Denver, you got to take it personally. JaMychal Green, we hope that he works out for Denver, but you got to take that thing personal, man. And we'll see how this works out for the Nuggets. But listen, do I think the Nuggets today, this Thanksgiving Eve, are equipped to beat the Lakers? No. No, I don't. But I think that if Michael Porter Jr. can really show the growth that we need to see defensively and offensively too, then yeah, I think they could contend. That's how big of a piece Michael Porter Jr. could be. Now, we haven't even talked about the health thing. Can he stay healthy? That's a big one, too. All right, 21 minutes after the hour. Colfax, folks, you're out and about today doing whatever you're doing. Stop by Red Wing Shoes. Sign up to win a free pair of boots. The value is $250. So maybe you're in Greeley or Johnstown near Shields. There, those two locations are giving away each a free pair of boots. So two lucky listeners are going to win a free pair of boots. You've got to stop by Red Wing Shoes. You're out and about. You see it. Pull in and just make sure you register. Make sure you sign up. Local odds. You might have a shot to win big this year. All right, 21 minutes after the hour. Again, the big news of the day. UNC men's basketball goes on a pause for at least, I don't know, 7-10 days. What does that look like? They're not playing this weekend. That's what we know. 22 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Catch Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, Tuesday nights, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
All right, I got to test your fandom. I was tested. My fandom was tested. And whether I'm a true Nuggets fan because I don't understand the way the NBA works, I don't think that makes me not a true Nuggets fan, but whatever. I'm a pretty positive guy. I'm hopeful that someday a team like the Nuggets can win. It's called the Golden State Warriors. That's why I'm hopeful. If you're a fan of the NBA and you know the NBA, and you say, oh, well, it's only going to be the LeBron James of the world that wins. Golden State Warriors, Detroit Pistons, and the San Antonio Spurs. What do those teams tell you? Detroit was not blowing anybody away with their superstars. San Antonio, homegrown guys. They drafted them. They signed them. Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, later on Kawhi Leonard. Those are homegrown guys. And how many? Didn't they win five titles? In a span of like 20 years, 30 or 13 years. Golden State won a title before Kevin Durant, folks. Thanks to three main pieces. Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. All acquired in the draft by the Warriors. So this whole idea that, oh, well, Denver's never going to be able to win a title because it's all about the LeBrons of the world. Sure, the odds are not in the favor of teams like the Nuggets every year. I get that. How about Toronto? Did Toronto won a championship 2 years ago? Okay. They did get Kawhi, and I understand that, but they won. They won a title, and they were still pretty damn good without Kawhi Leonard. So I don't really buy. I actually think the NBA now more than ever is spread out. The Lakers got better, but let's see if they can do it again, because I think there's going to be a lot of damn good teams in the West. So let's test your fandom. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. If the Rockies traded Nolan Arenado, would that make you less of a Rockies fan? Because you're not really a diehard Rockies fan if you vote yes. 71% of the Hooligans say yes. That would make you less of a Rockies fan. I should have asked the second question. But then if they get rid of Breidich, that big of a move, like what kind of move would it take for the Broncos to make for you to be less of a Broncos fan? Is there one? I don't think there's that big of a move. The Nuggets? The Nuggets might be in a weird spot. If they, for some reason, up and traded Nikola Jokic, people would be in an uproar. I think that would lose some fans if you traded Nikola Jokic out of the blue. But what if you got another star player in return? Let's just play the hypothetical game. You traded Nikola Jokic and got Anthony Davis.
As long as it's not for LeBron, then maybe.
Yeah.
He might be okay.
Yeah, LeBron's a hated guy. One half hates him. Nico Carvacho and I, remember the star rebounder for Colorado State, playing overseas. We have this battle going back and forth of who's the GOAT, Michael Jordan or LeBron. And I tweeted this out, and I'm actually paying LeBron a compliment. He is the best player as far as a guy that can take a franchise and turn it into something. Because when he goes places, he grows the franchise. Cleveland is better for it because of him. Miami is a better franchise because of him. Because he goes places, he acquires guys, he has the insides. You know, he goes and gets Anthony Davis basically under the table committed to them in the second year of his stint with LA. He is the best, whatever you want to call it, the loosely player GM. The best. Jordan didn't do that kind of stuff. Jordan didn't care. Whatever. Scottie Pippen was great. Dennis Rodman was great. These guys were all great, but Jordan was Jordan. He was going to be Jordan whether Pippen was there or not. So Jordan, pound for pound, the best player. You know, as far as just being a basketball player, Jordan's the GOAT. So, yeah, LeBron is a very much, you know, if the Nuggets traded for somebody controversial or not an equal superstar or lesser superstar, would that cause you to be less of a fan? Yeah. Well, the Rockies are going to trade Nolan Arenado. Get ready, because it's going to happen. If they trade him to a random team rather than a division opponent, does that change? Or is there some caveats to this? If you trade him to the Dodgers, I don't see how you recover from that one. Let's read some text. Guy, I'll always be a fan, because I believe you're a fan of the name on the front of the jersey, but I would definitely think less of management. I'll always follow the team, but my willingness to go to games would decline. So, I mean, it does impact your fan. You'd be less of a fan if that causes you to not want to go to a game. Alex says, I already have trouble buying Rockies gear with the boneheads in charge of this club. If they trade him, I could see myself becoming a fan of wherever he goes. Tino says, I'm going where he goes unless it's the Dodgers. Let me know. Go vote. I'm kind of shocked at the results. I don't think there's, because what would it take for the Broncos to, if I asked this about who's the most beloved Bronco right now? Is it Philip Lindsay?
It's Sean Elway.
Yeah. Which I think you're still torn down the middle on that one. Von Miller? If the Broncos traded Von Miller, I don't think fans are going to suddenly become Broncos. Football's different that way, I guess. Basketball and baseball lend themselves to stars a little bit more. So we get attached to star players. I don't know why that is. NBA is a star-driven league. That's what it is. Baseball kind of is, too. Plus, I mean, he's the greatest player perhaps ever. He's going to go down in history as one of the greatest players. So it is big, but the Broncos, they didn't have that. It would have been John Elway. But since then, I mean, Peyton Manning, but that wasn't really... People loved him, but it was so short of time. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Go vote. Go to thewholeshow.com. Let me know. Would that make you less of a fan of the Rockies if they traded Nolan Arenado? And maybe it depends on where they trade him. Breidich is probably going to trade him to the Dodgers. And you'll see him all the time. But Breidich is terrible. That's the one thing we can all agree on. 33 minutes after the hour. We're gonna take a short break. When we come back, we'll get Mark Johnson on the phone. The Colorado Buffaloes will be playing a basketball game tonight. Will they be playing a football game? 33 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
After the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. And joining us now, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. And Mark, you got to feel lucky, man. I mean, we're all the teams we talk about as far as college basketball in this show. UNC's pausing activities, CSU paused activities last week, and well, the Buffs are set to go, man, at least as far as we know at this stage.
Well, that's the way it looks. Now, the question will be, who are they going to play? You know, there are some questions around USC, Brady, and I just saw just a few minutes ago that John Wilner was reporting that if the Buffs cannot play USC, that it would be San Diego State in Los Angeles. And so, wow. I don't know if you had heard that or not yet, so at least there's some breaking news in your show, but that's a possibility out there, because Colorado certainly doesn't want to be sitting idle 2 weeks in a row when it's not their issue, when it's somebody else's issue. So they will be on the field at some point this weekend. I just don't know if it's going to be on Saturday in L.A. or Sunday in L.A.
Wow. This is so difficult to track at this stage, Mark. You just never know. But, yeah, for the Buffs, started the season just a couple of weeks ago, started off red hot, 2-0. So, you're desperately looking for a game if that USC game doesn't happen.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, San Diego State's a pretty good football team, so it would be out of conference. You know, initially, I had talked to some folks yesterday that were thinking that if USC couldn't go, it was going to be Colorado and Washington. I wasn't clear whether that was going to be a home game or a road game, but they were going to play the Huskies. And then, of course, when Arizona State's issues continued, they teamed up Washington with Utah. You didn't want, you know, Utah is sitting there with only one game at this point, and you didn't want them to go another week without playing. And so that's why they teamed up Utah and Washington. And I think then the wheels began to turn, finding Colorado a potential mate out there, even if they had to go out of conference, which is where San Diego State apparently came from.
Wow. Well, this is, I guess, stay tuned, right, Mark? Everything like this, it just changes at the drop of a hat. Today, this morning, we were getting set for our first UNC game on Friday, as far as the broadcast and everything goes, and then suddenly they announced that they're pausing activities because of tracing. So I guess at this stage, I'm shocked if teams don't have a game or two canceled or postponed.
Well, you know, I go back to something that Tad Boyle said to me a couple of weeks ago. We were doing an event together, and I asked him about, you know, something along the lines of expectations or goals or that kind of thing. And he said, Mark, I've only got two goals for this season. Number one is to play a game, because it's totally up in the air week to week. And number two is to win a game. And so I think everyone's got to kind of take that, you know, mindset or that view, if you will. If you've watched around college basketball, there have been a number of programs already that have already paused their seasons, you know, haven't played a game yet. And so that's becoming more and more common. And I think it's just something that's going to be the reality of what we're dealing with. And, you know, we hope with all the vaccine news we've been hearing that that's going to have a positive effect on things as we move our way towards the first of the year. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But right now it's kind of a day-by-day kind of thing. You get ready for a broadcast, all of a sudden you don't have one. And, you know, I was just thinking, I'm out here in Kansas right now. I'm on my way to Manhattan to do that basketball game between Colorado and South Dakota tonight. And I'm heading back to Colorado after the game on Friday, and, you know, we'll see. I mean, am I going to be using the notes that I've got for USC, which I've worked on this week, or am I going to have to scramble real quick and find out a little bit about San Diego State? That's just it's a reality of broadcasters, of players, of coaches, of administrators, and everybody involved in college athletics right now.
Yeah, you said it. You have to study so much on both teams. You already know CU so well, but you're still studying. You're still learning so much about whoever that opponent is, too, and you're following so closely those particular teams. That's got to be difficult. You might just get to the point where it's like the old school high school broadcast where you just say number 12.
Well, I try not to. You know, there's a reason they pay me $6.25 an hour, man. They pay me substantially to do this job, so I can't just say the number, say the names too.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm not a play-by-play broadcaster, Mark. I do stick to the numbers, man. All right, so yeah, as of right now, we think we got basketball tonight. I think this will be a blowout, but I'm excited to get some CU basketball going.
Yeah, without question. You know, initially this was supposed to be the other SDSU, South Dakota State, in this game, and then they pulled out to go into another event, which they pulled out of to go to another event, and so it's South Dakota. The Buffs played them a couple of years ago. This is a totally reworked team. They've got really only one of their top six leading scorers from a year ago back. They got a bunch of JUCOs and transfer guys, and so I'm not sure exactly what to expect from South Dakota, although if you're the Colorado Buffaloes and you're believed to be a top 25 team like we think they are this season, it shouldn't matter who you're playing. In a game like this, they'll go out and, you know, we'll see a lot of newness out there and try to figure out what these young players are all about, but I guess I would be very surprised if Colorado didn't win this game tonight against the Coyotes.
Yeah, well, and again, you know, you and I, we talked a lot about expectations. I think either way you slice it, yes, teams are just trying to get games in. I'm excited just to see that there are games going on right now. I'm seeing games happening, so I'm happy about that. But as far as those expectations, I know they want to get games in, but I see you not changing, right? Tad Boyle and company, their sights are set. They want to get into that tournament.
Yeah, without question. I mean, that's the expectation. Tad has said the last couple of years, and last year would have been, I guess, the first year I really talked about this, has kind of set the bar at not just making the tournament. You know, Tad's teams have been in the postseason 9 out of 10 years. He's been in the NCAA 5 times. He's, you know, by far the winningest coach in terms of many metrics in Colorado history. Trails Sox Wallseth by about, 60 wins or so overall. Sox, of course, coached there twice as long as Tad. He's set the bar very high, but now the bar moves up because not only is it okay to get to the postseason, you got to win the postseason. You got to advance, try and get to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and those kind of things. And so that's where the bar is moving to for him. And he's got a very talented team. They've got one of the best point guards in America. You got a very solid front court. You got a very talented bench, which is the unknown for this team because they are so young. But, you know, I think he's the one that continues to push the bar up. So it's not external expectations and pressure. It's all about him.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you next. Where are we on that pressure situation? We always ask it before every year. You know, we look around which coaches have some pressure on them to achieve. And obviously, like you said, I mean, we're always expecting the Buffs, kind of since Tad Boyle got there, to be in the mix, to be a top team in that conference, and to threaten getting into March Madness. But CU as a whole, I mean, they love their guy. They love Tad Boyle. So you're right. It seems like the pressure is anything that he wants to put on himself.
Yeah, I get a little frustrated. I'll be real honest with you. You know, my position, I hear frequently, you know, from fans who, you know, get frustrated to not in the Sweet 16. They haven't advanced. They haven't won, you know, the Pac-12 regular season championship. And, you know, folks will drop me a line and say, you know, maybe it's time to make a change. And I say all the time, no, it's not. This is the golden era of Colorado basketball. Tad is doing more with less.
I think we lost Mark there. Mark was talking a bit about Tad Boyle. We were at that, you know, wrapping up anyway, up against the break. But Mark, appreciate that. Obviously, always enjoy catching up with him. But he's heading out, man. He's getting ready for CU South Dakota tonight. That starts at 6 o'clock. I think it's going to be an ESPN Plus, too. But the Buffs are favored by 17 points at this stage. 46 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a quick break, Colfax. When we come back, let's look closer at this Broncos-Saints game coming up. Can't wait for this one. Hell of a defense you're going up against. Can the Broncos make it 2 in a row? What are the chances? We'll get to that coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, tonight, South Dakota Coyotes going up against the Colorado Buffaloes. I would imagine the Buffs get win number one to start the season. And to finish that point with Mark, too, we tried to get him back on the line. You know, he's saying this is the golden age of Buffs basketball. Sometimes, Colfax, you just got to stick with your guy. The thing is, like, when people talk about Tad Boyle having pressure on him, I mean, with Tad Boyle right now, every year you feel like you got a shot to go to the big dance. Every year you feel like a legitimate contender in the Pac-12. For CU, does it get much better than that? I don't think so. For most schools, does it get much better than that every year? You know, I know the Dukes of the world and so many great basketball, Syracuse, like all those teams, they're thinking about championships. They're thinking about winning titles. Okay, those are rare. There's a few of those teams every year that just feel, it feels like they could, you know, Baylor's, those teams are, there's a few of them. But who's going to be the next guy? I mean, aside from like the top 5-10 coaches in college basketball, who would you pick better than what you got in Tad Boyle? So the recruits he brings in, the guys that he turns into superstars that go on to the NBA, I mean, McKinley Wright's next. He'll be probably a first rounder next year. So, yeah, to me, it's like you're not going to get much better at this stage. So you might as well just keep loading it up. You know, you're it. I agree, Mark. He says that you're in the golden age of CU basketball. You are. The big news of the day was the fact that the UNC Bears men's basketball team pausing all activities, at least for this weekend. My guess is next weekend as well. That Idaho State game, two of those games will be off. So will they reschedule? I don't think they're going to try to reschedule this weekend's tournament. This was a tournament. So I would imagine no. Will they make those games up? Yeah, I mean, we did our last edition of our UNC men's basketball preview special that we aired the last 4 weeks. And I was talking to the voice of the Bears, Jason Alvin, and they may, you know, they're already looking around at other opportunities to play. Who knows? That could be junior colleges for all we know, man. I mean, they could do that. You could see that happening if they just try to get games in because that's what it's all about ultimately. So we'll find out, but no UNC basketball on 1310 KFK this week. That's kind of the big story. First Advantage text line 31996. Eastside Chris says, hey, I'll stick with the Rockies. Disappointed, yes. Trading Arenado was just a matter of when. If he goes to the Dodgers, I'll think about my allegiance. I wouldn't put it past Jeff Bridges to do that if he feels like he can get a good enough deal for it. That's the scary thing. But yeah, what do you think on that? Would you change? Would that hurt your fandom as far as Rocky support if they trade away Nolan Arenado? I mean, there's plenty of people that already say Nolan's the greatest Rocky of all time. I know Larry Walker and Todd Helton are right there, but there are people that actually still say it's Nolan. You don't have an extremely rich history. It's hard to use the argument of, well, yeah, but they've only been to the playoffs like twice with Nolan. Well, the Rockies have only been to the playoffs like 5 times in their existence. I mean, so something's got to change because Nolan's not happy. The Rockies are not going anywhere. I mean, last year was a joke. 2-month season, I thought for sure this team's getting to the playoffs. If they can't go to the playoffs this year, it ain't going to happen. You're adding more teams. It's a shorter season. The Rockies are built for these short seasons because they're usually good for a month and a half. Well, they were good for about a week and a half this year. So that was it. That was the test. And you couldn't make it then. So now what? You reload this whole thing again and just hope that you're better? Just hope that your bullpen's better? Hope that your starting pitching can be better overall? I mean, starting pitching was okay this year. Kind of started to fade again toward the end, but they started off pretty good. Hitting was inconsistent. I mean, everything was inconsistent with this team. So what do you do? I mean, as much as I love Nolan Arenado, what you're doing right now is not working. And you're paying him a lot of money, $35 million this season. So when do you start having that realistic conversation of, okay, well, we have the best third baseman in baseball, but we don't have a top pitcher. We don't have a collective group outside maybe, you know, Trevor Story as far as consistent hitting. Guys kind of, you know, David Dahl started off with a bang. Fizzled. Charlie Blackman was good. You know, I was impressed with his kind of resurgence back to being a top hitter for most of the season. But that's the bottom line, man. I mean, What are you going to do? You're going to reload this group again and just see what happens? I would imagine this is going to be an unloading soon. You know, you go through the next season, but Rockies fans know it's going to be more of the same. No expectations for this team unless you make some kind of a splash. And what do you have on your roster that's going to go out and make some kind of a splash? Trevor Story? All right, well, he'll be a free agent soon. Nolan Arenado? I mean, that's your trade. That's your bait right now. Can you use Nolan Arenado to get a great pitcher and then maybe another hitter that's okay? If Breidich can somehow do that, you're talking years down the road. You know, you'd have to see some consistency because you're getting ready. Look at the Rockies. This is what they do. It's not even just a Jeff Breidich thing. They don't pay their stars. And then that was the big thing with Nolan. Oh, Dick Monfort and company finally paid a superstar. Well, of course, there's something weird. They paid their superstar, but didn't do much else. And Nolan apparently was told they were going to do much else. 12:57 the time. We're going to take a short break. Broncos Saints, do they have a shot? Talk about it next.